Walking along the few blocks of South Washington Avenue that make up the core of Rio Town, you can see the revitalization. A huge, brightly colored graffiti wall, bike lanes, and more recently, bike racks. New businesses have been popping up, creating more and more options for shopping, dining, and entertainment. The newest kid on the block is Blue Owl Coffee, which had its grand opening in late April. Co-owner Nick Berry and his partners started Blue Owl as a mobile coffee cart. He says they chose Rio Town for their brick and mortar because they feel at home here, and the neighborhood has a spirit of collaboration and support.
We're working on projects, getting the building ready, and we can run across the street to our friends like at the Nook or Vintage Junkies and just be like, hey, we have an idea, and all of a sudden we have stuff that they've created to put in our space. And it's just been really fun, that kind of thing. We're going to have artwork and tables and chairs that are built by our friends. It's great.
The coffee shop sits on the corner of South Washington and East South Street. Its creaky wooden floors and layered plaster walls are what you might expect to find in a building that was built in 1900. Barry says he's heard all kinds of stories about the building.
I believe it started as a general store. There's a picture of it someplace. Then I believe it moved to a piano tuning repair shop sort of thing. We've heard stories about, there was a speakeasy upstairs, kind of a flop house apartment thing. We heard a lot of neighborhood stories about, getting high up there, having some good times. So it's been quite a history for this place.
When they chose the building, they saw it as a sort of symbol of Rio Town's revitalization, a piece of history that they could repurpose into something the neighborhood needs today.
It was a very old, empty building, had been empty for about 30 years, and we actually wanted to kind of maintain as much of the integrity and showcase what Rio Town actually is doing right now, kind of a rebirth. So it still has all of its old scars and things like that, but it's the beauty and the growth that we wanted to capture that was happening here.
Barry says Blue Owl will not just be open in the mornings, but there will be live music and other events happening in the evenings.
We got tagged as a coffee shop, so we're only for the morning crowd, but actually we are a record label and a booking company as well. So we are determined to do a nightlife and make Rio Town a landing spot that you can stay a whole day in and not just visit.
He says he hopes the space will fill a void in the neighborhood.
There hasn't really been a place that seems that everybody feels comfortable. You have the church, the pub, but not everybody feels comfortable in either one of those. Everybody feels comfortable in a coffee shop, so we hope that that becomes their space.
Ultimately, the dream is for it to become more than just a coffee shop.
Our hope is that it becomes like a community anchor, a place that everybody feels welcome to come share ideas, gather, and just explore opportunities together.
For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.